Listen, that concludes your Harmonic Clearing History and Physical Examination on Joyce Schlosser, S-C-H-L-O-S-S-E-R, Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Date of birth is 8-6-1926. Date of service is 12-20. Miss Schlosser is a very pleasant 96-year-old female with history of hypertension, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital from assisted living at Willows for episode of fall. Patient was walking with her walker when the walker got caught in something and she fell. He landed on her buttocks. She denies any freak, and she denies any hitting her head. She was seen in the emergency room. She denied complaints of being dizzy or lightheaded, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. CT scan of the head showed cerebral atrophy, otherwise no abnormalities. CT cervical spine was unremarkable. CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed minimally displaced fracture of the left superior and inferior pubic rami. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic surgery was consulted. Physical and occupational therapy was consulted. Patient was given pain medications. She was no surgical intervention was recommended. Physical therapy ambulated the patient. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complaints of some pain with ambulation. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for tonsillectomy, otherwise unremarkable. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis, history of fall. Neurological, she does complaints of fall, denies any history of TIA or CVA, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination and vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. People feel round and reactive to light. External movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, fall. Number 2, minimally displaced, left superior and inferior pubic rami fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, anemia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll continue with current medications. Continue pain control, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Patient is do not resuscitate, period. End of dictation.